Across the country, community clinics have been struggling to handle the dramatic rise in the number of uninsured patients. The federal stimulus package set aside $2 billion for clinics nationwide. But in California, experts say that financial boost had an equal and opposite financial setback. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm David Gorn. It's early morning at the Lifelong Medical Care Clinic in Berkeley, and the place is already jammed with patients. Executive Director Marty Lynch is making the rounds, making sure things run smoothly. He says business is booming, and that's not exactly what he wants.
We've had about a 40% increase in uninsured patients over last year. I think we have about 4,000 visits more for uninsured patients this year versus last year, and it's really hard to have the resources to see all those people.
Those resources got a big lift recently as President Obama targeted $2 billion to create jobs in healthcare, and clinics like this one will benefit. Experts estimate that the community clinics in California will eventually get about $250,000 apiece, which will mean about 900 jobs across the state, either saved or created. But not so fast, Lynch says. Apparently, the government giveth and it taketh away.
But at the same time, the state is proposing to cut what they call optional benefits, which are things like dental care for adults, that would have 10 times the impact on us, a negative impact versus the positive we're getting from the stimulus. So it's really a mixed time, exciting at the federal level, dismal at the state level.
The state budget solution includes cutting various benefits to the poor, such as podiatry and psychiatric services. But the big-ticket item is eliminating DentiCal, which provides dental care for about 3 million Californians.
For California's healthcare system, it's the best of times and it's the worst of times.
Anthony Wright is executive director of Health Access California, a consumer healthcare advocacy group. Along with the direct effect of DentiCal cuts, Wright says, the state wants to save money by trimming $50 million from public hospitals as well. And that, he says, will have an additional indirect effect on community clinics and their patients.
It's also troublesome to make these cuts to Medi-Cal benefits or to public hospitals or to other parts of our safety net at exactly the time when people are relying on that safety net the most.
According to Chris Patterson of the California Primary Care Association, which represents about 800 community clinics throughout the state, the DentiCal budget cut all by itself will pretty much negate the gains of the federal stimulus money.
So while the stimulus is helping clinics, you know, retain about 900 jobs, just the DentiCal cut alone jeopardizes a little over 1,000 jobs.
In general, Patterson says, community clinics are not in danger of closing, in part because they've been helped by the federal stimulus money. And nationwide, says Sarah Rosenbaum, that healthcare stimulus money was a godsend.
People are reacting with great relief to the immediate tranche of money that came down the pike. It means an immediate infusion of funds to expand their hours of operation, get more staff, open more sites, in order to be able to meet this surging need for free or subsidized care.
Back in Berkeley at the Lifelong Medical Care Clinic, Marty Lynch says it's ironic that the state budget deficit has soaked up many of the benefits of federal funding. He says his healthcare facility is handling the newest financial crunch in a number of ways, including a few recent layoffs. He can't cut too many people, Lynch says, because the demand for services is still rising.
We know we have to keep serving those 20,000 people that are coming to us for care every year, so we have to find a way to make it work.
Ironically, the biggest cut being made at this clinic, Lynch says, is that all employees are getting their health benefits cut back. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm David Gorn. Thanks for listening.